In terms of the playoffs?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's obviously disappointing. I think it was looking pretty promising after going into the break. And, you know, we didn't get the results that we needed coming out after that break in order to put ourselves in position to be playing meaningful games this time of the year. But, you know, we have, you know, about a handful of games left, and those games, you know, we need to be really good in.
A lot of close games down the stretch, as there always is at this time of year. Why do you think you guys didn't get enough of those? Any thoughts on that right now?
We've had close games, won a lot of one games from the beginning of the year, and I think, you know, even if you can push those games in overtime and get that extra point, you know, we could be in a different position. But we didn't have that, I guess, clutchness in the last frame to maybe be on the other side of those one-goal games. And, you know, we sat back, I know, a lot early in the year when we did have leads. And, you know, I think, you know, of late we've been trying to push, but, you know, some of those old habits have been creeping a little bit.
That clutchness that you talked about, any idea how that can be improved upon? Is it just something that, you know, as a team grows together that you eventually find?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we've had some injuries that, you know, have shuffled things around quite a bit. And, you know, that definitely didn't help us. But, you know, for us, I think just when it comes to, you know, that word I use, I think it's more so, you know, just as a team coming out and having that confidence that, you know, we want to get the next one and being a little bit more hungry to you know, instead of just winning by one goal, let's beat these teams and you know, step on the pedal a little bit. And, hey, if it's 6-2 after the game, we're not going to feel sorry for them. So, you know, because they're not going to feel sorry for us when they beat us like that. So I think just more of that killer instinct late in games and especially when you have the lead.
In these final four, what are you taking away from them? What should the team be taking away from?
Well, we're going to try to win each game and take it one game at a time like we've been doing all year and focus on the task at hand. We're professionals, and that's the way you have to approach it.
I know it's a results business, Evander, but do you see a difference the way this season's ending compared to others with just the compete level and the direction of the team?
You know, it's tough to see a difference when you've been in the same situation year after year, but I do in some ways, but you know, time will tell.